Razorpay enters consumer UPI space with Pop.
Why Narayanamurthy believes AI won't kill jobs.
Indian Y Combinator backed startups face 600 million flip tax.
Balaji's AI powered micro dramas are here.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with Razorpay, which is stepping right into the consumer UPI game. The fintech unicorn has just led a $30 million investment in Pop, that's Caps, P-O-P, a new age UPI app that's already processing over 13 million transactions a month. Now, Bhavya, while the two are calling it an investment, from what we understand, Razorpay will own a majority stake in Pop.
That's true. A small background on what this startup does. Pop is a loyalty-first platform like Cred, where users earn Pop coins on every UPI transaction, and users can redeem these for discounts across lifestyle and D2C brands.
So if we look at the market now, the competition is fierce. Google Pay and Phone Pay dominate over 80% of India's UPI volumes. But challengers like Pop and even Jar recently, which also entered the UPI space last month, are trying to create niche offerings and waiting to capture the growing user base.
That's true. Remember, UPI hit a record this month, processing over 640 million transactions per day. And that's bigger than Visa's daily average globally.
So Razorpay has always been a B2B player. So this is new for them. But remember, the debate around MDR or merchant discount rate is still going on. It will be interesting to see what synergies Pop will create for Razorpay in the coming days as they gear up for an IPO here. Moving on to AI now, Infosys founder N.R. Narayanamurthy has a refreshingly positive take on generative AI.
Yes, it was indeed a very interesting interview by Chandra, of course, and Rishabh Shah. So Murthy says ChatGPT has made him 5 times more productive. He uses it to draft his speeches and speed up his work. And he's encouraging everyone to adopt AI as a productivity tool, not something to fear.
So his argument is that AI won't kill IT jobs. It will actually make them more valuable. So Murthy compares this to the 1970s when Britain's bank unions protested against computers. But fast forward today and technology has actually created more jobs.
Yes, he says the real opportunity with AI is in using it to solve better problems and build faster, higher quality code. Basically, according to him, AI isn't coming for your job. It's actually coming for your excuses.
And Murthy is also thinking long term. His family office Catamaran has set up a 12 crore rupees scholarship at IIM Ahmedabad. It will to fully fund an MBA student's education for the 2 years that they are at IIMA. And this scholarship will be spread over 20 years. This scholarship is inflation protected and equity indexed. Next up, a big tax reality check for Indian startups that were chasing Delaware dreams.
So Razorpay, Grow, Meesho, all Y Combinator backed, are now staring at a combined $600 million tax bill as they reverse their US structures and move back to India.
So Meesho alone is paying $288 million to the US government as part of this flip. Razorpay and Grow have coughed up around $150 million each.
So for years, Indian startups were advised to incorporate in the US, Delaware, Singapore, Cayman Islands to attract global capital. But unwinding those setups is proving extremely expensive for these startups.
So PhonePe's reverse flip actually cost them a staggering $1 billion in taxes. Anand Lunia from India Quotient summed it up saying, being American once added credibility, now the tax man is getting his due either way.
Yes, so the Delaware detour is losing its charm. Founders are now a lot more cautious about where they set up their holding companies. Some are even glad that they had their headquarters in India.
So finally, let's talk about some AI-powered drama, literally, and I'm getting my popcorn ready for this.
Yes, so Balaji Telefilms is launching a new micro drama platform called Cutting on Alt Balaji, where episodes are under 2 minutes long and the director is, drum rolls here, so it's AI.
So their debut show, Kaal Nagri, was created in just 2 to 3 weeks using generative AI video tools. In an interview with Mariam Faruqi, Nitin Barman, the group chief revenue officer of Balaji Telefilms, told Money Control that the hardest part was cracking the AI's character consistency. Once they got that right, production was super fast.
What's interesting is the viewership for these micro dramas is reportedly 20 to 25% higher, probably because people are curious to see what AI-generated stories actually look like. In fact, even I am curious.
So the platform is now planning AI-powered YouTube originals and branded content for advertisers. They're betting big on short-form AI-led storytelling. So from Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi to 90-second crime thrillers, that's quite the leap. Imagine if Parvati had AI, she could have resolved family feuds in 90 seconds flat.
Yes, and Tulsi could have fast-forwarded all those dramatic stare-downs with a single AI prompt, I'm sure. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you very much, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on a number of platforms where we are live. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.